Well, to the long last fall about corn shucking time, fella come along and wanted to insure me again accident for $25 a week. Well, I told him I guess I'd had about all the accidents a man could have and live. I'd fell in the thrashing machine, had the reaper run over me and the well cave in on me and the oxen run away with me and the harrer, and I guess that's about all the accident a fella could have around a farm. Well, he talked me into it, so I took out the policy. Well, next day I went over to help Ezra Hoskins, who was building a new house, and Ezra sent me up on the top floor to take down some brick what was left up there after building the chimney. While I rigged up a rope and a pulley, and I tied one end of the rope to an empty barrel and another to a beam down in the cellar, and then I filled that darned old barrel full of brick and went down in the cellar to let it down. Well, that barrel was heavier than what I was, and it started down, and I started up, and I met it halfway, and it took the right smart of me back down with it again. That was the first accident. Well, I hit the roof. That was the second accident. That barrel hit the cellar floor and knocked the bottom out of it, and the bricks all run out, and then I was heavier than what it was, and I started down, and it started up, and I met it again, and what it didn't do to me in the first place, it done in the second place. That was the third accident. Well, I hit the cellar floor. That was the fourth accident, and that rope flew out of my hand, and that darned old barrel come down and hit me on top of the head, making five accidents all together. Well, I had it all figured out that I could stay in bed for about 10 weeks and clear off a mortgage on the farm, but that agent come along, said it wasn't only one accident, and that's all he'd pay me for. Well, I stayed in bed 4 days and got $18.26. Darned insurance company ain't nothing but a swindle know-how. Well, we've had a lot going on down Hum. I did hear tell that Lige Willett has got the locomotor ataxia. Now that he's got that darn thing, I just bet he don't know how to run it. We've got a newfangled religion in our town now. They call it Christian Scientific, I believe. Ab Whitaker was down with a typhoid fever, and they told Ab he didn't have any fever. He just imagined he had it, and if he'd read a book what they told him and imagine he didn't have any fever, he wouldn't have it. I met Ab's boy about a week after that. I asked him how his father was getting along, and he said his father imagined he was dead, so they buried him.